Well, we've been wondering what a pandemic does for our plastic use and for the recycling of that plastic. The experts say we are putting more waste in our recycling bins, substantially more, presumably because so many people are at home now. But while that grows, the amount of more useful, higher quality waste that usually flows out of the business sector has shrunk along with the economy. But insiders say the industry in Australia is now much better equipped to handle all this plastic than when China stopped taking our waste 2 years ago. David Sparks has been wading through it all.
Since the pandemic forced us to spend a lot more time at home, we've been throwing a lot more waste into our recycling bins.
People are spending a lot more time at home as opposed to going to pubs and restaurants, so there's more glass being consumed at home in the way of bottles. And there's an increase of paper and cardboard from people eating takeaway.
Graeme Knowles is General Manager of IQ Renew, which runs major facilities in Sydney and on the New South Wales Central Coast, receiving and sorting household recycling. They usually receive about a million willy bins worth of recyclable waste every fortnight, but he says that's increased by 20 to 25% since the virus struck.
Well, since the pandemic began, we've put on additional shifts. I can only speak for our facility, but you know, we're now operating 24/7.
Graeme Knowles says they've been able to negotiate with their customers and move on all their sorted material. But he says the situation is far from perfect.
The amount of plastic that we're dealing with at the moment is problematic. There are solutions available. We just need to get to a point here in Australia where we can start adopting some of the new technologies that are available to deal with what we call end-of-life plastic, the plastic that can't be recycled, because not all plastic can be recycled.
In the case of IQ Renew, the company has a pilot plant that converts low-quality soft plastics into crude oil. And Mr. Knowles says that's an example of the technology that needs more support as Australia grapples with recycling. Pete Schmigel is from the Australian Council of Recycling. He says across the board, his members have seen an increase of at least 10%.
The issue is that a lot of the material that's being placed in the recycling bins does not belong there. It's either waste material or a contaminant to the recycling process.
And there's another problem facing our plastic recyclers caused by the economic downturn.
In terms of the business sector, which for our industry is a very valuable sector and from which we extract a lot of high quality material because it's well segregated and sorted out, there's almost a 20% and even more decline in the material coming from that. So our revenue streams are very different. Often we use the commercial and industrial recycling to make our overall recycling businesses sustainable. And without that business element, times are a little bit tough.
The good news is that Australia has made progress since China stopped taking our recyclable waste in 2018. Stephen Shearer runs Plastic Recycling Australia, which has a facility in Adelaide. He says COVID-19 hasn't caused an increase in the amount of plastic he's receiving, mainly because his facility doesn't handle soft plastics. But he has seen an increase in supply over the past 2 years, caused by an improvement in how the industry operates.
What's happened now is that the councils are now paying properly for curbside collections and the products entering the market at a reasonable cost for us to process.
For all the bad news, it seems like you're saying we've actually improved a hell of a lot.
What's happened is that we've had a couple of years and some reasonable investments. I know that we've invested $25 million. I know another company in Melbourne has a similar size investment. And what's happened is that we've honed our skills over a period of time to develop ways of doing what wasn't possible before. It wasn't possible before to sort mixed plastic. It is now.
Stephen Shearer runs Plastic Recycling Australia. That report by David Sparks.